1.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 800-259-9231. As we launch here in hour number 3 of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. People are calling in to comment on the last gentleman that called in the second hour of the program, so to bring any of you up to speed that might happen to be just tuning in. Nick from Illinois called a few moments ago to hold our feet to the flames on, or maybe me specifically, calling ourselves earlier, accepting the terms patriot and American. A gentleman had called earlier to ask, you know, do you consider yourself an American? And I said yes, because I like the ideals that American, when I hear American, what that means to me is somebody who is, you know, in line with the ideals of the original concept of the country.
I'm an American in every sense, except the I don't subscribe that the government is America. I don't believe that. I believe the government has gone off the rails and betrayed America.
I'm an individualist. I am a free marketeer. I'm a voluntarist. Those are the terms I call myself. I don't call myself an American or a patriot, but I'll accept those terms because I do understand there are certain definitions that do apply to me. I mean, I don't agree with all of the definitions of American or patriot, which is probably one of the reasons why I don't use them frequently for myself, if at all. I don't. But if you're going to ask me, are you an American, then I'll qualify that statement by saying, yes, I'm an American in that I am an inhabitant of the Western Hemisphere. Right?
Well, I love America, and I love what it stands for. I love the ideas of the country, what it stands for in my mind.
And not the ideals of slavery. You know, certainly that was one of the ideals.
Yeah, I pick and choose which ideals about America that I like. I don't like essentially what's going on as far as imperialism or hegemony or whatever the term is, that we're taking over the world. But I do like that we have a more free economy than most countries here, and that we have, the ideals of freedom are looked up to in this country.
When someone hears us talking about the voluntary society or liberty in general, and they say, or they call it, and they say something like, well, you're a real patriot, I accept that as a compliment, because I understand that person is making they're differentiating between a nationalist and a patriot. I understand that Nick says they're exactly the same, but there are two definitions of patriot. One of them sounds like nationalist, and the other one sounds like the one I was talking about, and that, again, that's somebody that has a real appreciation and internal love for individualism and voluntary interaction and the ability to make one's own life for oneself without, again, having to bow down to some bureaucrats or a king. The ideal was, as I understood it, and I know he's saying that a lot of the people that made the Constitution wanted to create a new government and rule over people, and I don't doubt that. I know that's true. But the other ideal was that there were supposed to be 300 million sovereigns, that each American was supposed to be a sovereign. The idea was to get away from the one sovereign and have a whole bunch of sovereigns. And that's an ideal I still agree with because I'm an individualist.
I also think that when you talk to people that you have to, A, come off as not being full of hate and vitriol. And unfortunately, Nick, that's how he's coming off to people. Maybe that
he
motivates,
isn't too friendly.
Yeah, maybe that motivates some people. But then, he ended his call with a very dramatic, I want to see America burn.
Yeah.
And
I thought I was an iconoclast.
It was right. It's good talk radio to have Nick on and everything. However, it's a bad way to convince people over to your side. You have to build bridges. You have to make connections. And I don't see you're making much progress.
Let's see what you have to say about all this and talk to Dave in Montana first. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on this. I think first, just as they control us with money, they control us with language. And I think what people are mixing up with American nationalism, patriot, I think it goes to the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution really is something that the Declaration of Independence goes after, that this Constitution grew into a monster that crushes the creed of the Declaration of Independence in it. And it goes back to like the opinion is like we have certain unalienable rights given to us by our creator, by nature, by the self-evident factors, there's a self-evident truths to to humankind. And the guy that called before me on the other hour, he hit one of them. Like, I think the Constitution was null and void the moment they decided black people was four-fifths of a person. And that was only to control people. See, right then and there, they null and voided it. And like you said, too, the Whiskey Rebellion, George Washington at the time was the biggest distiller, and then all of a sudden he wants to put a tax on booze so he could be the only one, a monopoly. And it keeps on going, just like the monopoly on hemp, like during Prohibition, wasn't really because they didn't like us getting drunk. It was because the alcohol was going to be a fuel for people and independence, and farmers could make alcohol. And they took it away from us so the oil people could get their monopoly going, and then we're off the cellulose and all the good stuff that we could be growing for good, you know, nature and the environment. But it all goes back to them self-evident truths that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator. Once man starts giving you laws, man could take them laws away or give them back. But the ones we get from our creator, from nature, from the self-evident truths that he was talking about, like all over the world, people know this, you know, but I compare it to like the difference between the Jews and the Christians. You know, the Jews hardened their heart towards love of God and love of everybody. And it took Jesus running into that temple and saying, no, man, this ain't the way to do it. We love everybody, man. It's beyond that. See, the Declaration of Independence goes beyond nation. And
I do like that. I certainly am more of a fan of the Declaration of Independence, I think, than
the Constitution. And I would agree with you.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And that's what's going on. And the nationalists are going to sell out our freedom. They sell out freedom. They sell out freedom.
Right, because their priority is the nation. Right.
And it says right here in the Declaration of Independence, it comes a time when these bands got to be broken because you guys are ruling over us like tyrannical monarchy bastards.
Yeah.
And I want to spit in your face. Instead of doing that, I'm going to just, you leave me the hell alone. But no, they got guns now. If you don't pay them your dues and you're not happy being that
do
American, then you go to jail. No way. It comes down to freedom.
Sure does.
Where freedom is, that's where the creator is, and that's where love is. And then you start talking that, then people freak out, because then that means they're going to have to give up some of their greed and selfishness.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being selfish, Dave. I mean, everyone is selfish.
That's what our economy grew into, debt. That's selfishness, man.
That's just stupidity in most parts. It's just financial ignorance.
Dave's saying that freedom allows a spiritual transcendence into an area that's above, greed. And I would say that that's absolutely true, because freedom allows abundance. And in abundance, many people find a great deal of generosity and charity in their heart. Whereas when somebody's, you know, having taxes and money and all kinds of money taken away from them in taxes, it's difficult not to live in a lack mentality. And when you have a lack mentality, you don't have charity in your heart.
Right, just like this drug war thing. If they legalized drugs, the freedom that would give people, we'd get rid of all the moron idiots, man. The one, they'll go out and overdose overnight, and they'll be dead and gone, and we'd be gone with them. And then that would put up a fence of fear of drugs, and nobody would touch them again. But no, they keep it going.
That.
They keep it going so they can make billions of dollars under the table and fund more covert wars and more evil.
I'm with you there, Dave, and I thank you for the call as always, sir. 800-259-9231. My only point on the selfish thing, Mark, is that everybody does everything because of selfishness.
I understand what you're saying.
People don't understand the difference. They've been sort of taught that selfishness means you don't give to others, but selfishness means that whatever you do is you're doing for yourself. So that means I can give to others and still be selfish because I like the way it feels to give to others, or I like how people smile at me when I give to them.
I think everybody likes that. And I think that what Dave was saying was that, you know, there were inside what he was saying some really profound spiritual truths. And I, you know, that's what I was trying to.
I don't disagree with the intentions of what Dave was saying. It's just that when I hear people reaming on the term selfishness, I think it deserves to be redefined. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. Monday, August 25th, 2008. Gold open at 825.10. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 849.76, 418.75 for half ounce, and 209.38 for quarter ounce. That's 849.76, 418.75, and 209.38.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you, so enjoy them on us. at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Innerknobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL when you check out. That's Innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Innerknobs.com.
They really do have every quality. They have the highest quality. They have the largest selection you're ever going to find, and they have the cheapies too.
And Peter's a pretty pro-liberty dude, from what I can tell. Yeah, maybe more so than you, Mark.
Probably. He seems to agree with you a lot.
All right, let's continue here. So let's continue this discussion that we've been having about patriotism versus nationalism, American. What's it all mean, and what do you think? We go to your calls. Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Excuse me.
Hey there.
Okay, I want to address some of the semantics that my fellow Illinoisan Nick was talking about.
Certainly.
What I wanted to point out was when you're using a word like the word patriot, and it has more than one meaning, what's important is that most of the people understood exactly what you meant when you said you were a patriot, and what other people mean when they call you a patriot, and that is that we're sticking up for liberty and the ideals that the country was founded on, the freedom ideals, those kind of things.
Yeah, individual sovereignty. That's number one for me.
Right, and for him to twist that and to say, well, you know, gee, and all over the rest of the world, they're laughing at us. You know, there's a lot of words that we use that are unique to America. That's why they call it American English. For instance, over in England, the word fanny doesn't mean the same thing it means here. The word fanny means a vagina.
Really?
And, well, that's what my wife told me when she was over there. She called her fanny pack that she got snickered at. So, yeah, you can understand that there might be some humor taken there. It doesn't mean the same thing there. Well, so what?
Yeah, and it seems like the people around the world get it, too. I mean, when they listen to the show, it's not like they listen for a moment. And number one, we don't call ourselves patriots and Americans as a general rule on this program. It was just that one guy happened to ask if we would accept those terms. So the people that listen to the program aren't just listening in this vacuum. They're hearing all of the things that we're saying. They're hearing our viewpoint, and they're judging us based on our views, not on one particular term that we might accept.
Right, and I was kind of surprised to hear Nick not have that kind of understanding. It seems to me that...
Well, he has an agenda he's pushing, and, you know, I mean, everybody's got an agenda.
It's a pretty sad agenda, too. You know, if you want to see us all burn, and himself included, it sounds like he wants to kill himself and everybody along with him.
Well, there certainly are people that believe that. I don't know that that's necessarily what he was saying, but he wasn't making a lot of friends with his position.
No, and there's a lot of people in the world who feel about Americans like that right now, but then there's a lot more, I think, who understand that Americans don't all think like that.
Right, and I think that
some of us,
to some extent,
some of us think one way and others that think another way. And I know that some of them are confounded because of the politics in this country, but so am I sometimes.
Well, he's playing into the hands of the very people that he hates the most, which are the, you know, sort of Republican right winger, big, you know, God guts and guns, you know, mom and apple pie kind of Rush Limbaugh bumper sticker conservatives. Those kind of people. Well, when you say that, you have confirmed to those people that you are a terrorist. You are a bad person. You need to be, you know, taken to Guantanamo. If he was taken to Guantanamo Bay immediately after saying that, I'll tell you that many people who listen to the Saturday Night Show would
not care at
all.
Right.
I mean, that's the confirmation bias. Whereas if you say, no, in fact, I am an American, I'm a patriot, it doesn't allow that kind of thinking quite so easily.
Matt, any other thoughts?
Okay. No, I guess that about sums it up.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Appreciate your input.
Thank you guys for your show.
As always, good hearing from you. 800.
You're a great American.
Stop it. 1-800-259-9231. Now, that's definitely pandering right there. That's some pandering. Well, calling everybody that, you know, just sort of using that term over and over again. Like,
I don't mind if people call me a great American. That would not bother me. I agree with you that
if everyone called and said that.
I'm with you in that I don't like all the stroking that goes on.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal guy who, you know, has a normal life and all that stuff. And I think that a lot of the radio talk show
hosts, we're no more great because we talk into a microphone than anybody else is, right. You know, who's laying brick.
And I think that there's a lot of that that butt kissing that goes on the air. First time caller, long time listener. I got to say, you're a great American.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
you're
the mensch or whatever, you know, you're the sick freak or whatever it is that they're saying.
Right. Those show hosts that just lavish in that, when people call in and they just spew that nonsense all over them and they just let it happen, they've got nothing better going on. They've got no real show content of which to speak, so it's all right with them if their callers take up a bunch of airtime by slathering all that wordage all over them. It's just silly. It's the same crap every single call. You're a great American.
I think that you have ham-fisted it a couple of times, and I'm not saying most of the time. I think ham-fisted means your fingers aren't very good. You know, it's clumsy.
What are you suggesting?
Well, I'm saying that sometimes somebody will come in and say, you know, you're a great American. What's on your mind? You know, like it'll be like, shut up and go on with your call. That's kind of how it feels a few times. And I'm, how can one bat 1,000? You can't. I'm not trying to say you should, you know,
right.
You're a bad, bad talk show host. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying,
think of all the extra,
sitting over here a couple of times.
Think of all the extra calls we've managed to get on the air because we don't blather around with that nonsense.
Right.
Verbal stroking.
I'm a first time caller, long time listener. Okay.
Congratulations.
And I voted for Reagan in 1980 and then in 84. 88, I voted for Bush. But in 92, I decided to go for Clinton. You know, like, whatever.
Yeah. Do they do that, too?
They do. They list
history?
All kinds of things. I'm a white Christian.
To prove how great of American they are.
The breadbasket, whatever it is.
I'm not as good an American as you, but boy, I vote for every Republican there's ever been.
I think what they're doing is they're trying to give some facts about themselves that sort of show where they're coming from. Many times, their allegiance. Right. Well, many times callers will do that in order to, just give people a clue. Like if I said, well, I'm a Republican that voted for Ron Paul and I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, you've got an idea who I am in the world. Do you understand?
Yeah, but I didn't ask you. Let's go to your calls. Michael in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Ampline.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Well, you love the show.
Hey, Michael. Michael, what was the last president you voted for? Presidential candidate.
President I voted for?
Yeah.
You mean the one or?
No, presidential candidate. I'm sorry, I misstated.
Michael Bednarik in 2004.
He didn't win.
He didn't win.
About 2000? Harry Brown?
I don't even think I voted in 2000.
Yeah, well, now we're going to put
bad
you on
American.
We're going to bring you back here. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Verbal filleting. That's what that is. That's what that stuff is. That's the term I was looking for. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and want to help us out a little bit, then you can promote by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways for you to get the word out about Free Talk Live, many of them totally free, and the rest of them low cost. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com and utilize whatever methods you think are best to help promote Free Talk Live. And we'd much appreciate that. As we continue with your calls about whatever you want, we go back to Michael on the amp line, calling from New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Wow, thank you.
All right, what's on your mind tonight, dude?
Well, I was listening to Friday night's show, and there was a caller who called in about the movie IOUSA, and he didn't like it. And I guess Lou Rockwell didn't like it either. And I wanted to call and give my own opinion and some activism that I did at this movie.
It wasn't just you. It was a bunch of people, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about a dozen of us or so spread out to Massachusetts. Now, this movie, for those that don't know, it's about the national debt and why the national debt is so high and why it's important, why the national debt's important, why what's going on with the money and how it could affect you. And personally, I don't think the movie went into as much depth as it should have on things like the Federal Reserve and what will happen if the national debt isn't brought under control, something isn't done about it. But nevertheless, my whole reason for going to this movie was not just to see the movie, but to do some activism, because I knew that the people likely to go to this movie are good prospects for the Free State Project.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, myself and probably about a dozen other people, we all spread out to six or seven different theaters in Massachusetts and went down on a, I guess you could say, a rescue mission to find political refugees. And after the movie was over, we all handed out Free State Project flyers that I customized that have kind of a generic message on the front and on the back, an invitation with about 20 different websites on it, Free Talk Live,
Thank
Free
you.
State Project, Mises Institute, Lou Rockwell, things along those lines.
Yeah, places where they can get the whole story about the economy.
Exactly, exactly. So that's what I passed out, and the response to that was at my theater that I went to, right in the middle of Boston, next to Fenway Park. Response to that was pretty good. Everybody took a flyer, and most of them actually kept it and took it home.
Oh, that's cool.
And apparently at some of the theaters, I was reading about this, that at some of the theaters, it was kind of a mini Ron Paul rally.
Yeah, I bet.
There was Ron Paul came on the screen, and the theater just erupted in cheers.
Interesting.
And not as much in Massachusetts, but around the country, I was reading on some blogs right after the movie was over. I was reading on some blogs, and at several places around the country, it literally was standing room only, theater sold out, and all Ron Paul people.
Well, you know, Ron Paul's people are very, very dedicated, and anything Ron Paul's in, they'll show up to.
He's a phenomenon right now.
I think that's great. Great job, and it's a great example of what literally a handful of the activists here in New Hampshire are able to achieve on relatively short notice. And as you say, you only had a dozen people, but you managed to spread out to six different theaters, and you probably covered several hundred people.
Exactly, and there will be more rescue missions to Massachusetts in the future. Whenever the opportunity arises.
So now here's my question about the national debt. I really don't think it matters because it'll never get paid back, right? I mean, it's impossible to pay back the national debt.
Exactly. It is impossible to pay the national debt. There just isn't enough money in existence, and if they print more of it, it'll just increase the debt more.
All right. The money
is debt.
The money is debt that the United States government has asked for the Federal Reserve, and sold off these Treasury bills or T-bonds or whatever the heck they are, in order to get. So, in fact, the notes that you hold are the debt that the entity called the United States government owes to the Federal Reserve.
Right, but from what I understood, the viewpoint of the movie was that it could be, something could be done. We just need to elect new people to government to, whip them into shape or something like that. And that's just not true. Right?
Well, they're saying in the chat room that's a myth. There is enough money in existence to pay off the national debt.
If Jason Osborne says that, it's true.
I have to look into that. But you're right. I don't think it's important because I don't think that we're going to be in a position where the politicians aren't going to pay off the national debt.
No.
If you think they are, you're smoking something.
You know, it's my understanding that, and I'm certainly no monetary expert, but it's my understanding that if the debt were paid off, then there would be no more dollars. So you may be able to exterminate dollars from circulation by paying off the debt. But I don't understand how if they're lending money out, or excuse me, if the government is having money lent to it and there's interest being charged on that, but the money's being printed in the first place by the Federal Reserve, then how is it possible they could ever pay that off? I mean, as you said, whenever they print more out, it's always loaned out at interest. So as long as they're demanding more interest on the money that's being loaned to the government, it's a never-ending interest cycle, and there's not enough in existence. I mean, there's certainly not enough actual money in existence. The rest of it's all fantasy money on computers, ones and zeros. So I don't know if I believe that.
They can change the ones and zeros in the computers, but that just means inflation. And that just causes more problems down the road.
Right. There's no ending to this. I mean, it's always going to get bigger, and the only way to get rid of the debt is to just repudiate it and just say, okay, it's gone, because the whole thing was a farce in the first place. The entire money system is, as you said, Mark, it's all debt. The dollars aren't backed by anything, so everything's just a big joke. So we don't owe any of the money. The government people owe the money, but they're already bankrupt and have been bankrupted several times, from my understanding of what some people have claimed about the history of the U.S. government.
I'd say they're bankrupt by my definition currently,
yeah.
Today. If you looked at the government right now, they're bankrupt.
Right, and they've been through several bankruptcy processes, from what I understand, in the past. So, you know, there is no end to this. It's just a gang of people made a bunch of promises they could never make good on, and so they're just going to have to be let go at some point. I mean, when New Hampshire secedes, we're not going to owe any piece of that debt, because it wasn't our debt. It's theirs.
Right. Now, you all, I don't think this is going to last much longer. Now, have you all ever heard of the game Jenga?
Yes.
It's this game where you have to pull little wooden blocks out from the bottom of this tower and stack them on the top.
Right, and the more you pull out, the more likely it is to fall.
Yeah, and I'd say that it's like a game that's been played quite a bit. It's teetering.
Yeah.
It's being held up with dental floss, paper clips, and everything else. It should have fallen a long time ago, and it's simply being held up by something.
It's being held up by, I don't know, black magic, but it will fall, and it's going to be pretty nasty when it does. And for myself, I say buy gold and silver while
yep.
they're low.
Yeah, it's nice and low right now, and I've been lusting after getting some, but having just purchased a house, I'm
still getting my finances in order as well. Hey, Michael, thank you for the call. Thanks for all that great outreach. Appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. Just one of the many, many things that the activists are doing here in New Hampshire to help get the message out.
I kind of thought about it was something similar to what he was doing. Is, you know, there's people in the world that just sign petitions.
Yeah.
And I would think if you went and sort of set up did a sort of petition signing thing for the Free State Project in, say, Massachusetts or Vermont, or I had specifically thought Brattleboro, Vermont, because it seems like a town where there would be a lot of petition signing type people. And you just say, sign up here for freedom. You know, don't entirely explain the whole story behind.
Yeah, but a lot of people, when they sign a petition, want to know what it's about. They want to know what they're signing.
A lot of people do, then you explain it to them. But there are some people that just come along and sign up. And,
I don't know if you're going to get that many people. Have you ever done petitioning before, Mark?
I guess I have.
All right,
I have signed a few.
I have done petitioning, and I can tell you that I don't think you'd have too much luck with that approach. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll
free. Get a few sign-ups in a day. You've done a heck of a lot more than most people.
Okay. Go and give it a shot. See how you do.
Thought about it.
Let us know. All right. More on the way. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you get it in right now at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org.
hemp.org.
We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. And you get the stuff you need, and we get a cut. It's easy. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue, your calls about anything, it's Video Dave listening to KCAA in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Jim. Are we making it fine from California to New Hampshire?
Sounds good. What's
coming loud
mind,
and clear. All the ships
amazing
at sea.
Amazing technology. I want to talk about IOUSA. I was the first one that broke the story on this movie about a month ago with a with a radio show here called Baxter in the Morning. And let's talk money that we can understand. Let's lower this national debt. Let's talk about $3 trillion, okay?
Okay.
We've all got that, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
To spend $3 trillion. If you spent $100 million a day, it would take you 86 years to spend it.
Wow.
If you spent, we're talking about $3 trillion.
That's
right?
A lot,
if
yeah.
If you spent $1 million a day, it would take you 8,680 years to spend it. So what the idea of the movie was, I got a screening copy, by the way, to answer any questions of how I saw it so early. Got a screening copy of the movie, and I went, holy moly, $56 trillion? I mean, I didn't even have time to do the math to figure out how much.
Now, $56 trillion is our unfunded liabilities, and that should be defined to people. The government owes $56 trillion in the same way that you owe the money for your house, for your mortgage. So if you have a $180,000 mortgage, you owe $180,000. However, you're only responsible for paying $1,000 a month or whatever. So
the government has promised to pay X.
Some of the debts out in the future. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We didn't cover on this phone call the black projects that run out of Area 51, like building the stealth fighter, the B-2B bomber, and those projects alone are about $50 billion a year, and they're known as black projects. I'm sure you know that, right?
I'm sure that the government has black projects. They would have to have something like that, but $50 billion is a drop in the bucket.
Now, that's not part of the national budget and wasn't even in IOUSA because they don't even know what the black projects are.
Right.
Like the replacement of the SR-71 is a new plane called the Aurora.
Now, what is the point of... Now, why are you bringing that up?
Somebody's not going to shoot me for that, for knowing that information, are they?
Well, I think if you search the national budget, you'll see that 15 years ago, the government set aside in the national budget a project that was to be tested out in Area 51 known as the Aurora.
I can't imagine anything more boring to do with my time.
Say again?
I said I can't imagine anything that would be more boring than poring over the national budget.
That's true, but when we pay taxes, right, the IRS brings in about $5 trillion a year, right?
And it all
so
goes to interest payments.
The previous caller said that the national budget would never be paid off. You figure if that's $5 trillion, the government will skim $4 trillion, and you only have to pay the budget off in 56 years.
Yeah, but it's my understanding that IRS collections, Dave, all go to... I'm glad that was, because it's my understanding that IRS collections go to pay the interest on the debt, and they don't actually go to fund the government programs. Do you understand that as well, to be the truth?
Right, that's correct. But tell me, how come our senators and our congressmen, if they serve one day, they can get entitlements up to $3 million?
Because they make the laws.
If I serve one day on a job... And they take off, you know, $24.95 for Social Security when I'm 22, and when I'm 65, they'll tell me to go to hell. I didn't work long enough.
Dave, I would say they're not my senators, and they're not my congressmen. They're certainly not my leaders, and I want nothing to do with them. And I thank you for the call.
The fact that they make those rules is disgusting, and I agree with Dave on that.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's gross, but they make the rules, and that's the problem with having people that make rules.
And they have the men with the guns ready to back them up. Let's continue with your call. Sean in Pennsylvania, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean. Sean, Pennsylvania, going once.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering, with Barack Obama, obviously the new shoe-in for the White House.
I don't know anymore. I mean, it's beginning to look less and less like that's the truth every day. But go ahead.
Well, let's take that as a given, because it doesn't matter whether McCain or Barack Obama gets in.
Right.
I see we're pushing towards a big social program in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not because right now it just seems like that the Bush administration, with all the new laws he had put forth, is basically going to help the next president push us into that social direction. It's going to be more social control over our lives more than it was when Bush was in.
Yeah, I think
that's how it works.
I think that we could, you know, it would depend on the guy you put in office. But clearly, McCain and Obama are both going to do what you say. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how it's always worked, right? I mean, one president always builds up the government, and then the next president never repeals anything the other presidents did. They just build their power off of what the other presidents have had for them. So, yeah, I think generally you're right.
Yeah, I believe, and besides, it looks like most Americans now are going to be way over in debt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems like for example, the housing situation. There's no housing out there for anybody out there right now. The market is so bad.
Whoa, wait a minute. What market are you in? I mean,
houses are getting cheaper, and more used houses, pre-lived in houses. It was up 3%. So
it's a good time to buy a house.
Some good news after many, 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 many months of bad news in the housing market. But a lot of people are losing, you know, wealth in the form of equity in their homes.
Yeah, but isn't it like the debt? Buying a home now is almost like ensuring you of at least about another 4 or 5 years worth of debt that you probably won't be able to get out of.
I don't know. I think now's the time to buy a house. And if you're going to buy a house, now's
the time.
The
down market is a great time for a buyer. For the sellers,
buy low, sell high.
Yeah, I'm not sure what would make you think that.
It's just that it just seems like more and more houses are being foreclosed on.
Well, that's true.
Those
people got loans on their houses back when the bubble was going on 2 years ago, and the prices were very, very high.
And they got adjustable rates.
And the adjustable rate mortgages, which were being pushed at the time. I had one. I got it about 3 years ago. And, you know, the adjustable rate mortgage, the adjustable rate came due, and it cost a lot more to pay the monthly debt. And then when you realize, wow, this house that I got a loan on at $260,000 is now worth $180,000.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I want to pay this because I'm upside down as hell.
So the sellers are in a real bad way, and as you say, some of the owners are being foreclosed upon, but that just means there are more houses on the marketplace looking to be sold off at the lowest possible dollar. So if you get a standard 30-year fixed or 15 or whatever you can afford fixed mortgage, then you know exactly what your payments are going to be from here on out, and it's a great time to buy. I thank you for the call, sir. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Or, of course, you know, the question is, will it keep going down? So, you know, you could certainly hold off and see if houses get cheaper if the market continues to spiral down.
Well, I think it's what I heard today and on the news, and it's pretty big news, is that used home, I can't remember what the terminology they used, but pre-lived in homes, their sales are up 3% this month. That number can't continue to go up too many months and prices stay in the crapper. So, you know, this might be where it's beginning to, you know, hit the dip and head on its way back up. I'll tell you, there's some Chicken Littles out there in the economic world that certainly don't believe that's true. They may be right. They may be wrong. At some point or another, you're going to be right. The sky is falling. I don't know whether this is the time, but it would seem to me if you've got to have a place to live, you know, owning can be a good option, and this might be the time to do it.
Let's continue with your calls. Paul in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Paul,
hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I get to talk to you guys every once in a while.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's unfortunate they can't call you Manwich anymore, because those were the good old days, man.
No one's stopping you from calling in Manwich. It's just, you know, that's just, we just don't do it on the show.
All right. Well, hey, man. It's really good to hear from you guys. But what I want to talk to you about is Obama.
What about
him? I know you're sick and tired of hearing about this guy, but I mean,
we don't really talk about him much on this show. I mean, we just don't talk about
politicians. I'd like to hear your opinion on him, though.
Go ahead. You got 30 seconds, Paul. We're almost out of time, so go.
Okay. Well, Obama, all I want to say to everyone who is hoping on Obama is I can't wait to throw it in your face when you get the same thing that you've been getting, because you won't get up off your butt and make it happen. See, cult members need saviors, and I can't stress it enough. You know you're a cult member when you're waiting for someone else to do your handiwork for you, or waiting to be saved. So that's all I wanted to say.
I'd say you nailed that one. Thank you for the call, Paul. Appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you